Do you experience a poem differently hearing it and reading it? Yes, I do. I think I have a more exciting experience, a more satisfying experience reading a poem on the page than I do hearing it read out loud. I sometimes find out loud readings of poems at public readings a little frustrating because I will hear something that wakes me up and astonishes me, and I want to grab hold of it and see what it is. And it melts away in the air, and there's hardly a trace of it at the end of the reading. I think I have maybe a short-term memory problem, I don't know. But also, I just love the intimacy of that one-on-one relationship with a poem that you get when you're alone and the poem is unfolding in that private echo chamber of your head, and it's unfolding just perfectly, just to suit you, just to suit your ear. Also, I think I have one of those minds that really doesn't see the forest for the trees, doesn't even think of the forest till it's really good and done with staring at the trees, staring at the bark on the trees. So when I read a poem to myself, I do get a little fixated on individual words, gestures, lines. I get caught by them and I explore them and linger over them. I think if you could somehow get a physical record of how a poem unfolds when someone reads it inside their own head, it might not resemble structurally the poem on the page at all, or not exactly anyway. I think there would be a lot more repetition, there'd be more pauses, there'd be more silences, and there would be circlings back to places that need to be revisited, so that the poem perhaps is read not in such a linear way, but more sort of multidimensional than that. But that means, I think, that the poem read out loud, especially by the poet, becomes something of an important corrective to people like me who steal poems, take them into their own heads, and really, you know, possess them, and while they're possessing them, sort of alter them, completely take them over for a while. So that perhaps the ideal would be something like this archive, in fact. Poems that you can read, poems that you can read in the quiet and the stillness of your own space, and that you can then click on and hear read out loud, the way the poet intended them to be read, the way the poet sounds them out in their own heads, in their own echo chamber. You'd then get woken up from your little dream of the poem, and you would have to hear it, not more objectively, but at something of a distance that allows you to see that forest a little more. So I think both out loud hearing poems and reading them silently are really important, but yes, my primary love is for the silent poem on the page.